You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in our study here on WGOD. We are in Revelation chapter 6. We're going to hear something I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. We had a wonderful day at church yesterday. Had a bunch of people visiting and had a wonderful service. I actually played my saxophone, and that was really nice, playing my soprano saxophone. And hopefully I'll be doing more of that. Wanted to get that on the program, but that was unable to record that. So we're going to hear some other music from my associate pastor to start our program here today. And then we're going to hear Revelation chapter 6, the first part of this. It'll play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I know Wednesday's a holiday. I'll probably repeat it Thursday. We're up to chapter 6, and we're up to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
An old man back in my hometown, they gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up the flag, told my mom and dad, "I'm proud of your son." And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. And I'm on sacred ground, and I'm in the best company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Remember, Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. When we finally found that cross, he said, "Son, this is what it costs to keep us free." Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the day that I came in. And it gave me the chills when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. And I'm on sacred ground, and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. One of the chosen ones, I made it to Arlington. I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. And I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. And I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Made it to Arlington. I made it to Arlington.
Now we're kicking off chapter 6 of Revelation and what's known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now remember the scene. We're in the throne room. The throne room of God is surrounded by 24 thrones and 24 elders. Now we have some Presbyterians visiting today. My joke usually is, what's the only denomination that makes it into heaven? An answer? Presbyteros. 24 Presbyterians seen up in heaven. 24 thrones, 24 elders. Now elders never references anyone in the Old Testament. We're believing that this is the church. Elders are also pastors and episkopos, otherwise known as bishops. This is the church that's represented here. The throne of God is surrounded by four awesome-looking beings, some serious angels, or we could say God's mafia. Or instead of hitmen, they're hit angels, so to speak. Imagine God having a bodyguard. As if he needed a bodyguard. Hit angels. It was made known that the Lamb of God was the only one qualified to open the title deed to the earth and cause the unfolding of the remainder of human history. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Now, I'm reading this out of my Bible translation. It's a little bit different. I saw the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying, like a voice of thunder, come. Now, in my translation, the being is talking to the horse. All depending on what translation you have. If your translation says, if one of the four living beasts or a four living being says, come and see, then he's calling John to look at it. He says, come and see. If it's just come, he's calling the horse, not John. Everyone follow me? He's calling the horse forward. I saw the Lamb open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying like a voice of thunder, come, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. You notice on the handout what heading the New King James translators gave this first one. The first seal, it says the conqueror. So he who sat on it had a bow and a crown was given to him and he went out conquering and to conquer. Again, the King James says, come and see. Either way, it doesn't matter. There he's calling John to have a look and see what's going on. Because the King James also has in verse 2, which I don't have, it says, and I looked. See that first three words of verse 2 on the handout. And I looked. So in this case, he's calling John. Either way, the Lord Jesus, the only one having the authority, opens the first seal, and upon the earth we have the conqueror. You know, I was thinking about this morning. You know, this book's a book of symbols, right? We've been looking at it. Understand the symbols. J. Vernon McGee says this is the easiest book to understand. It's the book of Revelation. You understand the symbols. We know who the lamb is. We know who the beast is. We know who the dragon is. So I was thinking of a couple other symbols. What does it mean when it says he doesn't bear the sword in vain? What does that mean? Well, capital punishment, right? Or the sword is a weapon. It's whatever the weapon is to kill someone, right? The sword. So I was thinking about this horse. What's the symbolism for horse? So let's change this around a little bit here. Instead of horse, let's go with, let's say, limo. Limo, like limousine. It's not so much the horse. It's the method that, whatever it is, that's transporting him. It's not so much the sword. The sword stands for a weapon, whether it's a gun or whatever it may be. It's always going to be called sword in the Bible. Horse is always going to be the means of transportation to get from one place to the next. Let's call it here to humor us or get a better understanding of this limo. We'll get to this here. So I saw the Lamb open one of the seven seals. I heard one of the four living beings saying like a voice of thunder, come, and behold, a white limousine, and he who sat in it. Get it now? This is means of transportation. It's not necessarily, you don't throw the book out and become an atheist if he doesn't come back on a horse. The horse is the method of, it's horse represents, same as sword represents, same as dragon represents, same as lamb represents, same as beast represents, is the same as horse represents. Limo. He who sat in it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Okay, notice the white horse. Some people think this is the Lord Jesus, and to that I say, no way, Jose, this is not the Lord Jesus. He orchestrated this. This is not his return. We'll see his return in chapter 19. Not yet. But the Lord's return is also on a white horse, as pictured in the Bible. So could that deceive or confuse people? You bet. Also, did you know that what's known as the Mahdi, the Muslim end times Messiah, guess what he's supposed to be coming back riding on? Right, a white limo, just like this guy. So can you see how easy it could be for someone that's ignorant of the word of God to be deceived? Notice, too, he has a bow, but no arrows. He's got no arrows with him. So this rider, the first of the four horsemen, will bring with him a false peace. Let's call it a covenant peace. Prophesied about a long time ago. Daniel 9:27. You'll see it on the handout. That confirms this. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Week is the Hebrew word Shabuah. It means a period of sevens. 7 years. Not a week. It's a period of sevens. Where the word Sabbath comes from. He will confirm a covenant with many for one Shabuah. But in the middle of that Shabuah, he will bring an end to sacrifice and offering. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5. It says, but concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you've got no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. But when they say to you, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God.